It is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton, joined for the European editions, as usual, by the delectable Mike Bancoli and, well, Neil Atkinson. I mean, there's no words really, is there? head of Liverpool Football Club's quarter-final tie against Atalanta at Anfield on Thursday. a game in which, nice little segue there, a game in which, you know, Bjergum was asked about given a lack of... given events the last few days, a lack of flags on the cop as a result of proposed season ticket price increases by the club. I thought Jürgen answered in pretty much the way I expected him to, where there was a lot to be left to be read between the lines. Now, Mike, you and I, and I'm sure Neil as well, knows what can be deduced from that given previous comments from the manager on such issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the manager, when asked about the flags, just spoke really, really well. And I think it's typical of him. He's kind of always, I'm one of the things I'm going to miss about him when he does leave the club later on this year, is the way in which he approaches these issues, which can be quite difficult for managers to approach, because he's in an awkward position, right? He's the manager of the football club who has a direct relationship with the ownership of the club. And also he has obviously his close link with us as fans. So he's really like, the awkward dad kind of stuck in the middle of things, trying to navigate things in a kind of polite way. But I think ultimately the question, if I kind of recall the question that was asked to him, the question was asked to him in a way that, like, what we're doing as fans, which is like not deciding to have flags on the cop, could affect the game. So in some ways the journalist kind of dangled like, oh, are the fans going to like make things awkward for you? And he's like, no, this is not about, you know, if it makes me think, make things awkward, the club will sort this out. And as long as the fans are there in person, we will be okay. So I think, yeah, he spoke so well, and I think it's typical of him. And it's one of the things I'm really, really going to miss about him is the way in which these kind of difficult subjects, he deals with them in the most expert, most like kind of charismatic, eloquent way. And it's difficult, right? Because other managers probably stumble in their words, a bit flustered by the question. He deals with it so well.